السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربي زدني علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، آمين يا رب العالمين. Assalamu alaikum and thank you for joining us today for Rahma's English course. Alhamdulillah, it is so good to see you all here. Inshallah, I hope that all of you are doing well and that you all have had a wonderful week. So today, inshallah, we are going to continue where we left off. So Surah An-Nisa, starting from ayah number 105 until ayah number 107. And inshallah, we're just going to start with the recitation of these verses first. If you all would like to open up your Qur'ans and follow along as we recite, starting from ayah number 105.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أنزلنا إليك الكتاب بالحق لتحكم بين الناس بما أراك الله ولا تكن للخائنين خصيما واستغفر الله إن الله كان غفورا رحيما ولا تجادل عن الذين يختانون أنفسهم إن الله لا يحب من كان خوانا أثيما.
So inshallah, that is our lesson, starting from ayah number 105 to ayah number 107. Now for our theory today, inshallah, we are going to move on to the next topic. In the last class, we did do the Ahkam al-Mim al-Sakin, the rules of Mim Sukun. And in the classes before that, we covered Ahkam al-Mim al-Nun al-Sakin wa-Tanween. So the rules of Nun Sakin and Tanween. Now the next topic that we're covering is related to that. And inshallah, this is going to be relevant to both the letters Noon and the letter Meem. So the topic that we are going to be covering next is known as Maratib al-Ghunna. So the levels of Ghunna. And as we learned when we were doing the Makhraj, we have two letters that have Ghunna that come from the nose. These two letters are Noon and Meem. So when we say Maratib al-Ghunna or the levels of Ghunna, we are talking of Ghunna when it comes to the letters Noon and Ghunna when it comes to the letters Meem. Okay, so these are the two letters of Ghunna, Meem and Noon. So Ghunna, again, is a sound that is emitted from the nasal passage, or Al-Khayshum, as we learned, this is the name for the nasal passage in Arabic. This is the general area, or the makhraj, of the nose. There are four levels of Ghunna. So when it comes to Maratib al-Ghunna, or the levels of Ghunna, there are going to be four of them. And these levels of Ghunna are based upon the length of time that the sound of Ghunna stays in the nose. So we have the highest level of Ghunna, meaning that this is going to be the longest time that you're going to have that sound inside of your nose. So this is the longest time that that sound of Ghunna is going to stay in the Khayshum. So this is the first level of Ghunna. The second level, you're going to reduce that time just a little bit. The third level, reduce that time even less. And then the last level, you're going to have a very basic, just a couple of moments of Ghunna inside of the nose. So you do not have to apply anything extra. Naturally, whatever level of Ghunna comes when you say the letter Noon and Meem. And we learned that naturally, Noon and Meem do have Ghunna. They are going to have Ghunna. So you don't even have to do anything. That very minimum level of Ghunna is going to be the lowest level of Ghunna. So that is, inshallah, as we read more, inshallah, we'll see exactly what this means. But that is going to be the lowest level. So again, you start from the first level, which means the highest, the longest time of Ghunna. And as you go down the list, the lower you get, the less time you're going to spend on that Ghunna. Now, the first rule, inshallah, that we're going to look at. So again, this is Maratib al-Ghunna. So the first rule or the first level of Ghunna that we're going to have is Akmal Ghunna. أكمل غنة. أكمل means the most complete. So this is similar to the word أكبر. So the word كبير means big. أكبر means biggest or greatest. So أكمل in the same fashion means the most complete from the word كامل. So أكمل means most. So this is going to be the first level. The second level is going to be كامل غنة or كاملة غنة. This is going to be the complete غنة. Okay, so you can hear that it's already a little bit less. أكمل is the most. Like أكبر means the greatest. And then here, أكمل means the most. كامل means it's complete. So it's a little bit less. This is the second level. The third level is ناقصة. ناقصة means incomplete غنة. Okay, and this is going to be the third level. And then the last and fourth level of غنة is going to be أنقص غنة. So again, we have that same basis of that word. We had أكمل, which means most complete. أنقص, meaning most incomplete. From the word نقص, meaning to reduce or to lessen. So these are the four levels of غنة. Now, you don't have to remember the names of the غنة. You don't have to remember what is the name of this level of غنّة, as long as you have the timing inside of your mind. So that is the main thing that we're looking for. As we've been mentioning, application is what you are questioned about when it comes to tajweed. So even if you don't remember أكمل, كامل, ناقص, أنقص, that's fine. As long as you remember that here I have to do the most غنّة, in this case I don't have to do too much غنّة, in this case I don't have to add any غنّة additional. So this is the main thing that we have to remember. I just wanted to point that out because it may be a little bit difficult to remember all of these different rules. So inshallah, even if you don't remember, it's fine. As long as you remember that in this case, this is how much غنّة you have to do. So again, the main thing in tajweed is application. It is not memorizing the names of the rules. So even if you don't remember, it's fine. As long as you remember that in this case, this is the rule that you are going to apply. Now let's go ahead and look at the first مراتب الغنة, or the first level of غنة. The first level of غنة is going to be أكمل غنة, as I mentioned. أكمل meaning most complete, from the word كامل meaning complete. So أكمل is the most complete, is the longest time that you're going to have in the nasal passage during the recitation. So this is the most غنة that you can possibly get if you have the letter ميم or you have the letter نون. It occurs when the letters of غنة, ميم or نون, are either مشدد, so they have a shadda, or mudgham, they have the rule of idgham with ghunna. So these are the two cases in which you're going to have akmal ghunna. This is the most time that you're going to spend on the meem and the noon. So the first case is if you have a meem or a noon with a shadda. So it is mushaddad, it has a shadda on top. The reason why you're going to be reading it with extra ghunna is because now, because of the shadda, you have two noons or you have two memes. So to say it twice, you're going to have to give it extra ghunna. So that is the first case. The second case is if the letter has idgham with ghunna. Okay, and we learned that the letters of idgham with ghunna are yanmu. So now we're looking for letter meme. We're looking for the letter noon, we're looking for the letter waw, and we're looking for the letter ya. And in all of these cases, you're going to have idgham with ghunna. And you're going to bring it up into the nose, and you're going to keep it there for quite some time. Let's look at an example of this. First, we're going to look at an example of mushaddad, where the letter meem or noon has shadda. So we have the word lakinna. Now in the noon, we have a shadda. The next word is Allah. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ سَلَّمْ. So now here in this case, as I read this, notice how long that غنة is going to get. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ سَلَّمْ. So now you hear I am spending a little bit of time. I am allowing it to go on for quite some time. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ سَلَّمْ. So I'm not rushing over it. I'm not saying وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ سَلَّمْ. Now here, I am not stopping at all. Make sure you do give it a little bit of time. This is أكمل غنة, meaning this is the longest غنة that you're going to have. Now let's look at another example. If we have ميم مشدد في اليمي, ميم has a شدة on it, ولا تخافي. So here, we are going to give it some غنة. في اليمي ولا تخافي. So I'm not going to rush over. I am going to give it just a little bit of time. I'm not going to say في اليمي ولا تخافي.
في اليم ولا. So now here I'm not stopping at all. Do stop a little bit. Give it some time. في اليم ولا تخافي. Again, you don't have to spend too much time where you're spending an entire minute on this one letter. Do make sure you give it a little bit of time to give it that status of أكمل or most complete خنة. Now also we're going to look at an example of إدغام or مدغام. So again, for this, we are going to be looking for the rule of إدغام, meaning that we're looking for a نون with a تنوين or a نون with a سكون. Also, ميم also has إدغام, and the letters for ميم are ميم. So إدغام ميم, we're just looking for another ميم. And then إدغام for نون or تنوين, we are looking for any of the letters of ينمو. So يا, نون, ميم, واو. So the first example we're going to look at is فمن يعمل. So here, فمن, نون has a سكون, يعمل, we have the letter يا. We are going to merge these together with إدغام, and we are going to give it أكمل غنة, or the most complete غنة. فمن يعمل. Now you can hear I am stopping here, I'm bringing it up into the nose. This is how we give it أكمل غنة, just spend a little bit more time on this. ما لهم من الله. Now this is another example with the letter ميم. So we have ميم with a سكون. The next letter is ميم with a شدة. So I am going to merge these together with إدغام, and I am going to spend just a little bit more time on this. ما لهم من الله. So you can hear that I am spending quite a lot of time here. This is why it is أكمل غنة, or the most complete or the most longest غنة. One more time, I'm just going to go over the example so you can hear the amount of time that I'm spending on all of these.
ولكن الله سلم في اليم ولا تخافي فمن يعمل ما لهم من الله.
So you can hear that I am spending quite a lot of time on this. This is أكمل غنة, or the most complete غنة. Now let's move on to the second case of غنة. This is كاملة غنة. So this is going to be complete غنة. So it is a considerable amount of غنة, but it is going to be less than أكمل غنة. So whatever timing you did for أكمل غنة, you're going to do a little bit less, and this is going to be كاملة غنة. So the complete غنة. And for كاملة غنة, the rules for this are going to be ميم and نون with إخفاء or إقلاء. Okay, so the letters of إخفاء we learned are حروف الباقي. So any of the letters that are not part of إدغام, that are not part, or they are not part of إظهار, they are going to be part of كاملة غنة. So they're going to be the rules of إخفاء. Or it's going to be إقلاب. So إقلاب is the letter ba for نون, and then also for ميم, it is also the letter ba for إقلاب. So as we learned, ميم ساكن does not have the rule of إقلاب. So here we are still going to just wait for that letter ba. If you have the letter ميم followed by the letter ba, you are going to spend just a little bit more time on this, because this is going to be إخفاء. So ميم ساكن followed by the letter ba is إخفاء. And then for نون ساكن, we have either إخفاء or we have إقلاب. So let's look at an example. If we have the word الإنسان, so here we have نون with a سكون. The next letter is سين, which is going to be إخفاء. So if we do merge this together, and you're going to hear this with إخفاء, then you're going to add some غنة, and this is going to give you كاملة غنة. الإنسان. Now you can hear I am stopping on this, but it's not as long as it was for أكمل غنة. So for أكمل غنة, we had فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ الْإِنسَانُ. Now you can hear that difference. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ. I did spend a lot more time than I did on كاملة غنة. So you can hear that there is that slight difference. The second example, inshallah, we're going to look at is an إقلاب. So we have a نون followed by the letter ba. أَمْبُورِكَ. So here as well, you see that I am spending a little bit of time, not too much as I did in أكمل غنة, but I will spend considerable amount of time on this. أَمْبُورِكَ. And then we have another example of ميم ساكن followed by the letter ba. So this is going to be إخفاء for the letter ميم. تَرْمِيهِمْ بِحِجَارَةٍ. So again, I am spending considerable amount of time, not as much as I did for the Akmal Ghunna, just a little bit less. And you can also hear it's not in the nose as much as it was for Akmal Ghunna, but you can still hear that it's in the nose. One more example, let's just look at a comparison. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ سَلَّمْ. So that's Akmal Ghunna. تَرْمِيهِمْ بِحِجَارَةٍ. So now I hope you can hear a little bit of that difference. It is very subtle, and it's not a major mistake if you do get this mixed up or if you do ghunna for too long. It is not a major mistake, but it is one of the things that I did want to go over because we did just do noon and meem sakin rules. So akmal ghunna, kamil ghunna, all of these rules, they are important. But again, if you are not fully understanding, if you don't memorize the rules, if you don't know the names of the rules, again, it is fine. Please don't stress over it. And a lot of this does come with practice. When you hear reciters reciting, you are going to pick up on this. And a lot of the times, people who have been reciting Quran for their whole lives, they know these rules subconsciously. They already know these rules, how to read, but they don't know the names of these rules, or they don't know the rules of, you know, all of these things. So they don't know in this case of ikhfa, I do it for this long. But when you hear them read, they do read it perfectly. So again, it's not the rules that you have to memorize. It is more of the application. So inshallah, we are going to stop here for our theory. Inshallah, today we just covered akmal and kamil. And then inshallah, in the next class, we will do naqis and anqas, which is the last two of maratib or levels of ghunna. So inshallah, we will stop here for today and move on to the analysis of our verses. So starting from ayah number 105, and we are going to see if we can find any of the two rules of ghunna that we covered. So if we have kamil ghunna or akmal ghunna, inshallah, we'll try to point that out. So starting from ayah number 105, we start with the word inna. So here I see that there is a noon with a shadda. So now here, which level of noon is this going to be? Is it akmal kamil or one of the ones that we have not covered? This is actually an akmal ghunna. Because we see noon with a shadda, this is going to be the highest level of ghunna. And you can hear that we are going to spend some time on this and we're going to bring it up into the nose. Inna. So you can hear I did go up into the nose quite a bit. Now we have the word anzalna. And this is going to be ikhfa. So this is going to be kamil ghunna. Na, this is not one that we have covered. Inshallah, we will do this in the next class. This is going to be anqas ghunna. So here we have an, this is going to be ikhfa. And you're going to hear that difference when we say all of these idgham together. Or we say all of these ghunna together. Inna anzalna. So now you can hear the amount of time that we're spending in the nose is being less and less as we move on with the word. إِلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ بِالْحَقِّ. So here, if you stop, this is going to be قَلْقَلَ. قَافْ is going to be heavy. لِتَحْكُمَ حَا is going to be from the throat. بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. So here we have the word النَّاسِ. This is noon with a شَدَّة. So this is going to be أَكْمَلْ غُنَّة. So we are going to spend quite a lot of time on this. بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. So make sure you do give it akmal ghunna, you give it complete ghunna, because this does have a shadda on top. Bima, this is going to be a four count mad. Arakallah. So here, be cautious of the heavy to light switch. Hamza is going to be light. Ra is going to be heavy. Gaf is going to be light. The name of Allah here is going to be heavy. So do make sure that you are making that switch and you're not saying araka. So here now all of these letters are heavy. We want to make sure that we're making that switch. Ra-ke-Allah. So do make sure that you do that properly. Name of Allah here is going to be heavy. وَلَا تَكُلْ لِلْخَائِنِينَ. So here, تَكُلْ لِلْ, this is going to be idgham without ghunna. So we are going to merge this together. Noon sakin is not going to be audible at all. Make sure that you are going straight into the lam. لِلْخَائِنِينَ, this is going to be a four count mad. خَصِيمَ, خَا is heavy, صَاد is heavy, ميم is two count mad. وَاسْتَغْفِرِ اللَّهِ, name of Allah here is heavy. إِنَّ اللَّهَ, name of Allah is going to be heavy. This is also going to be أَكْمَلْ غُنَّة. كَانَ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا, غَيْن is heavy, رَا is heavy in both cases. وَلَا تُجَادِلْ عَنِ الَّذِينَ يَخْتَانُونَ, خَا is going to be heavy, أَنفُسَهُمْ. إِنَّ اللَّهَ, this is أَكْمَلْ غُنَّة, name of Allah here is going to be heavy. لَا يُحِبُّ مَنْ كَانَ خَوَّانًا أَثِيمًا. Kha is going to be heavy. Wow is light, so do make sure that you switch from heavy to light. Khawanan, athima. And then here we end on a two count mad. So inshallah, that is going to be our lesson for today, starting from ayah number 105 to 107. We did cover the two topics of the levels of ghunna. We did akmal ghunna and kamil ghunna. Inshallah, in the next class, we're going to cover naqis ghunna and anqas ghunna. And then inshallah, we will also do an analysis of the ayah, and we'll try to pick out from all four of these. But for now, inshallah, we will stop here and move on to the tafsir portion of our class. Jazakallahu khairan kathiran, everyone. Inshallah, I will see you all next week. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.